Eldon, what makes people happy? What do they really want?
I think Maslow did the best job at showing us what happiness, what makes people happy, and that's called self-actualization. Now, my own take on that, there is one way that I believe you will know self-actualization, and it's actually a shortcut to it, and that's service. Now, that may sound crazy, and it may sound like, well, that's, you know, patently obvious, but you're not going to get any warm, fuzzy feeling that will transcend, that's superior to what you get when you go to the aid of someone in need. We are wired, just hardwired, to for our body, for our brains to bathe us in all those good neurochemicals when we help someone. Indeed, one study shows that if I just write a check, because I want to write that check as a helping hand, I write a donation, I am rewarded for that with neurochemicals that the endorphin groups that make my body feel good. So we're hardwired to do that. I don't think self-actualization, however, is possible by just helping because
other people. No, I agree with you there.
Because that process is devoid of you relating to who you are and what it's all about. So, you know, it's kind of the old catch-22. If the reason you're giving is because you want the reward, then there is no possible way you can be doing that altruistically, because the reward is always there for why you give. It's kind of like the man that says, you know, well, I worship God because I'll go to heaven if I worship God. Well, how about worshiping God whether or not you went to heaven? You know, if you happen to be a religious person and you believe that you are going to be saved, and I'll put that in quotation marks, because of your good works, then as you do your good works, you're already, as the good book says, collecting your reward here on earth, aren't you?
Because
you've already claimed it. You see what I? So there's a real catch-22 to this whole notion of reward linked to altruistic motives. But there is a way for you to help other people if you wake up, if you can become fully alert and aware as to who you are and what you're here, integrate those costumes, you know, shed off this programming and place yourself squarely in a place where you can discover your true authentic self.